Hey everyone, welcome to Pray Today for September 8th as we go through hymns for this entire month. As we spoke yesterday with the song Count Your Blessings, we are to choose to honor God even to the point of counting blessings when there doesn't seem like there's many blessings to count, or when the difficulties outweigh the blessings. Here's another one today of my favorites. It's a little more somber in the way that it is sung, but I want to read first the first verse and then the chorus of this song. Many of you will know this song, and if you don't, hopefully this will be a gift to you. It's called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I want to read the first verse and the chorus. It says this, and I want you to think about the words of this if you find yourself in difficult situations today. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. And then the chorus says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I have found myself referring to that chorus many times during sermons, and I'm so glad to be able to talk about it a little bit more. It was written in 1922 by a lady named Helen Lemmel. And she was an English woman, as many of these psalm or songwriters were from England. And she actually went to Germany, over to Europe, to study music as a young lady, where she got married to a European guy. But he later divorced her because of a difficulty in her life. Well, in her adulthood, she came across this quote that was the inspiration for this song. And the quote that she read sounds very similar to the chorus. It says, so then, turn your eyes upon him. Look full into his face, and you will find that the things of earth will acquire a strange new dimness. And this woman could not let go of that quote. She says this, she said, I stood still, and singing in my soul and spirit was the chorus, with not one conscious moment of putting word to make rhyme, or note to make melody. And the verses of that song were written the same week, and God just gave her this song. She didn't put any thought into it. It just came, and the Holy Spirit led her to write this song. Now, I mentioned to you that Helen was divorced. And something that is really cool about this song is in the pain of her divorce, or after the pain of her divorce, she was given the words to this song. Now, I didn't tell you why she was divorced, what ailment she had, but she had become blind. And think about this. A blind woman's husband leaves her because of her disability. And then she pens this song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. I don't know about you, but that gives me goosebumps to think about a blind woman wrote a song about turning our eyes to Jesus, turning our spiritual eyes to Jesus, and all of these problems, big and small, when we look into his face, all of the problems seem dim or smaller. And I think they become dim or smaller when we think about the eternity that we will get to actually look into his wonderful face. Would you pray with me? Father, people on the other end of this Pray Today are hurting today. And there's not probably one person listening to this that doesn't have a wound in their lives. And Father, bless those who might be able to say their lives are going great. But for the rest of us, there are challenges, there are heartaches, there are problems that seem to overwhelm our minds, that cause us to lose sleep, that change the quality of our life. And Lord, today and in the days ahead, would we remember the words to this song? I need to turn my eyes upon Jesus. I want to look full in his face, not just take a glance at Jesus each day. Lord, I want to look at you fully and trust in you fully. And as I do this, and as you remind me of eternity, that these problems will become dim. They will become less powerful over us. They will not allow us to be down in a dark place because we have looked in your face, Lord. Lord, thank you so much that you help us gain perspective even when things are bad, even when pain will not seem to cease in our lives, even when we are hurt over and over. Lord, today, may we look into your face fully. Because of your glory and grace, we can have hope. And for that, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
His glory.